Now let me read. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, the world won't understand us, that's for sure, because they didn't understand him. And it takes a spiritual insight, and that was the anointing that we talked about. He has given us an anointing. The Spirit of God is the thing that can make this real to us. And only the Spirit of God can do that, friends, until he confirms it to your heart. Why, of course you have to say, well, I don't know whether I'm saved. But the Spirit of God can confirm that and conform it to your heart, by the way. Now, he goes on to say here, and we're told here that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Well, that is a wonderful prospect, you see. And he sees in you and me what he can make out of us. I'm thankful that God's not through with me. If I thought he was through with me now, well, I'd be very much discouraged, but he's yet to perform a work. I heard this story about Michelangelo when they brought in that great big piece of marble. Michelangelo walked around it and looked at it, and he said, my, isn't it beautiful? And his helper there looked at it, he says, well, all I see is just a great big piece of marble, that's all. And Michelangelo said, oh, I forgot. You don't see what I see. I see a statue of David there. And the helper looked and he says, well, I don't see it. And Michelangelo says, I know you don't, because it's now in my own mind, but I'm going to translate it into marble. And he did that, by the way. Now, God says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. He sees what he's going to make out of us someday, and what a glorious prospect that's going to be for us. But the wonderful part is this. Beloved, now are we the children of God. Somebody says, McGee, I'm a little discouraged with you. I think you ought to be a little farther along. And I'll agree with you on that. I wish I was a better man. I wish I knew more about the Word of God. I wish I had applied myself better in my life as I look back. Yes, I'd be willing to go along with that, that I ought to be farther along than I am. But don't you be discouraged with me. And if you won't be, then I won't be discouraged with you, because of the fact that it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We're going to see the glorified Christ. Now, we're not going to be equal to him, but we're going to be like him in our own way. And that doesn't mean that all of us are going to be little robots or just little duplicates. We're not going to be an IBM machine turning out the same thing. It's not that at all. It means with our own personality, our own individuality, our own selves, he'll never destroy that person of Vernon McGee. He'll not destroy the person that you are. But he's going to bring you up to the full measure and stature where you'll be like him, not identical to him, but like him. And that's going to be wonderful, will it not? I think that it's going to be wonderful in heaven, that we're going to love everybody. And I go for that. But the most wonderful thing about heaven, friends, to me, is that everybody's going to love me. That's going to be quite a change. And I'm looking forward to that. And that'll be true of you, too. Beloved, now are we the sons, the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And may I say that this is another great incentive to Christian living. I don't think there's anything quite like this.